T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obamacare. I think we should definitely make some changes, but repeal and replace is not going to happen at the same time.
All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. All I need is a miracle.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:47 here on Tuesday, September 12th. Now, three big things. Apple's coming out with a new iPhone today with a price tag up to $1,000.
Two.
Jeff Davis resigns after 10 years on the Wichita School Board.
One.
Man injured in house explosion near Rose Hill. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic, continue to watch for a big traffic slowdown right now, and that is eastbound on Kellogg at I-235. They've actually had the right lane closed there, and the left lane was already closed for some construction, so things are down to just one lane. Things going very slowly there. Kellogg and I-235 traffic update from KNSS Radio is brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Terry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 85 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 61. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 90. Now partly cloudy, 57 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by The Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. Remembering 9/11 and new sanctions for North Korea.
Focus on the White House. 16 years since the September 11th attacks. Remembrance ceremonies in New York City, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon.
On that day, not only did the world change, but we all changed. Our eyes were opened to the depths of the evil we face.
President Trump declared there is no dark corner for terrorists that is beyond the long reach of U.S. power. Voting unanimously, the United Nations Security Council imposed new sanctions on North Korea. They'll reduce Pyongyang's oil imports by almost a third and further crack down on what it can export. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
When these new stronger sanctions are added to those passed last month, over 90% of North Korea's publicly reported exports are now fully banned.
It's not a blanket ban on oil exports to North Korea. That would have been vetoed by Russia and China. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nordstrom is opening up a store that doesn't have any inventory. The luxury department store chain says its Nordstrom local concept store that's due to open in L.A. next month will be staffed with personal stylists who can order merchandise for customers. Nordstrom says customers can also buy online inside the store or pick up online orders the same day. The store will offer tailoring and manicure services, and it's small, just 3,000 square feet, compared to the average 140,000 square foot size of a full Nordstrom store. So for those people who like to shop, but they don't know how to go online, then you go into the Nordstrom store and somebody there will help
and
you.
A
personal stylist
will help you shop.
Will help you shop, and you just the right thing there.
Aha.
Is that where we're going? Maybe
it is.
Maybe. I still like to try stuff on before I walk out.
I'm kind of with you on that, too.
On Wall Street yesterday, the Standard & Poor's 500 index made its biggest gain since late April as it rose 26 points to finish at a record high. The Dow gained 259 points, and that wiped out a month of losses linked to international tensions, as well as worries about the lingering effects of recent hurricanes. The NASDAQ composite jumped 72 points. So, basically, Monday, a good day on Wall Street.
Sounds like it.
Samsung says it aims to launch a foldable smartphone next year under its Galaxy Note brand. The fate of Alaska's largest daily newspaper will be determined
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
So they've invented the flip phone.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Samsung.
Well, you know, it's what it is. The fate of Alaska's largest daily newspaper will be determined by a federal bankruptcy judge. Judge Gary Spraker heard testimony Monday in the bankruptcy filing of the Alaska Dispatch News. And more than 15 million Americans were victims of ID fraud last year. A record high. An annual survey by Javelin Strategy and Research says fraudsters stole about $16 billion. I would catch a few of these guys and take them out in the public square and shoot them. That would be the end of that.
Does that worry you?
A little bit. It has to worry everybody.
Yeah, it worries me.
I do certain things that I hope will keep them away. I think we all do. We have to. 752 Steve and Ted, a mentoring program for new local companies. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the next group of companies has been chosen for the Launch Prep Program. That's a collaboration between the EDE Accelerator and the Center for Entrepreneurship at Wichita State. The companies are matched with local mentors for a three-month curriculum. The companies are Moonbase Labs, Midwest Esports, Lucid, Jog Along Stroller, Happy Face, and Bliss Bouldering and Climbing Complex. A business based at Wichita State has won a $1 million contract from the U.S. Department of Defense. Vermont Technologies was founded in 2008 by engineering professor Vis Madhavan. It won a contract for development of its stretch roll forming process that's used for making complex shaped parts for the aircraft industry. The DoD money will be used to build a prototype of the machining process. And a pilot shortage means some Western Kansas flights to Denver are being canceled early. Penn Air announced it's filing for bankruptcy protection. Now most of its pilots have resigned. That means the service out of Dodge City and Liberal to Denver has come to an end before another carrier can be found to take over the routes. The flights probably won't resume until the beginning of the year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, as you know, this last week, Ted and I got to fly on a big airplane. In fact, four of them to go down to Austin. And I guess the interesting part is how long you have to wait. Right, Ted? Although we did have a quick connection
in
Dallas.
Yeah, these were all, you know, flying time on these things was about 37 minutes.
Right.
It took about 4 hours
but
to get there.
The whole process of being an airplane in a big airport takes forever.
So we get to Dallas. We're going to hook up over to Austin, right? We got the numbers there. Well, it's good. Gate C7 should be easy to find. So we start walking. We go the wrong way and have to ask somebody what to do. And say, get on the skyline over there, and it'll take you right there. Right, Ted?
Right.
We got on the skyline.
Yeah, we're on DFW. It says C gates, and it points to the left. And then you walk a few steps, and it says C gates, and it points to the right.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, you know, it's like it's in code or something.
You have to pass a test to be able to fly these.
Yeah, well,
DFW. Now, you know, Eisenhower Airport, they got three gates, so, you know, it's not a big deal.
I tell you what,
of
the three airports we were in on this weekend, there's one that was clearly better than the other two.
Yeah.
Ours.
Yeah.
Ours looks so good.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We liked it. Today is National Video Games Day, and this is kind of something for the younger people, I guess. My grandkids play the video games way too much, but are you a video gamer at all there, Bill?
I am not a video gamer. The closest I ever came, I used to play Galaga at the arcade, you know, for
I would
for
play
an
that
time,
endlessly, but, Bill.
Galaga.
Yeah, what a great,
total
great
classic.
Game.
Good stuff.
Well,
of course, I was, Steve, on the new Boeing planes, they have that little video screen in front of your chair on the airplane, where you can do all sorts of things, including
trivia,
playing games.
Yeah, games.
Yes,
wow.
Steve found out on the flight from Austin to Dallas that you can play Angry Birds on there. And let me tell you, sitting next to a Steve McIntosh on an airplane, watching him try to figure out how to play Angry Birds,
oh boy,
was quite amusing.
I couldn't contain myself. I couldn't get that little slingshot.
Yeah, his
thing
little
to work.
Slingshot. He kept it going
the wrong way,
crashing.
Backwards.
And he became more and more frustrated.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Everybody in the rows around him find out about that too.
No,
I wish.
Of course, Ted was laughing at me as he always does.
What the heck's happening here?
Yeah, I guess.
What is going on? Why can't I operate a slingshot?
Now I know why they call it Angry Birds. I'm angry that I don't know what to do.
That's right.
Anyway, As always, travel is an adventure for us, right?
It sure is.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. All today's news, what's going on with Irma, and a Wichita School Board member has resigned. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.